Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in Tuesday's papers.
There's a picture of a baby boy dressed in blue on the front of today's Irish Independent. The boy is Simon Harris, and inside today's paper, there are a selection of other photos along with an interview with his parents, Mary and Bart Harris, who say that they will be watching on today with a mixture of pride and trepidation as their son becomes Taoiseach. Mary tells Kevin Doyle that the 37-year-old didn't always want to be a politician and actually seemed more likely to become a vet, while Bart remembers that at one stage, when they were on a family holiday in Pontins in Wales, young Simon declared that it was his ambition to become a blue coat. Instead, Bart jokes, he became a blue shirt. In common with the Irish Times and Irish Examiner, the paper's lead story this morning is all around speculation on who's going to be in the new cabinet. While the Times doesn't take a definite line about whether Helen McEntee will be staying on as Justice Minister, both the Independent and Examiner think that she will, with Fionnán Sheehan expressing the view in the Independent that choosing not to move her will be seen as Harris having bottled it. That paper also runs with the line that the final cabinet position will come down to either Hildegard Nocton or Jennifer Carroll McNeill. The Times and Examiner also put Limerick TD Patrick O'Donovan in the running, and all papers are in agreement that Peter Burke seems to be a shoe-in for the job as Enterprise Minister. There are pictures of Leo Varadkar on the front of two of today's papers. The Times runs with the shot of President Michael D. Higgins standing at the front door of the Oras as the outgoing Taoiseach waves to onlookers as he leaves the building following his resignation yesterday. In the picture in the Irish Sun, meanwhile, Leo Varadkar is buttoning up his suit jacket. "I'll get me coat," is the headline there. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mirror references the latest report on rising house prices, which Sinn Féin's Eoghan O'Brien suggests is a cause for an immediate election. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a new declaration from the Vatican warning about the perceived threat of gender fluidity and surrogacy. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a report about how parents in the north are being warned to be on alert for a synthetic psychoactive drug called Spice, which young people are vaping. The Irish Daily Star leads with the online auction of a house in Garristown in North County Dublin, which is due to take place in 2 weeks' time. The house, which was owned by convicted criminal Ross Browning, was seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau last July. The paper runs with interior shots of the property, one of which shows what is thought to be an escape hatch leading from the house to an adjacent warehouse, which is concealed by a piece of carpet. And a high-speed motorbike, which was found at the foot of the hatch, inspires the headline, "Vroom to Improve." Elsewhere this morning, Olivia Kelly has a piece in the Times about how bus gates are to be introduced on Bachelor's Walk and Aston Quay in Dublin city centre, restricting passage on that section of the quays to public transport only. There's a story in the Mail about a legal action being taken by Dublin musician and songwriter Maurice Kiley, based on his claim that he wrote one of the songs on U2's 2004 album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, and that he is due €8 million in compensation. And finally, yesterday's eclipse in America receives lots of coverage this morning. Keith Duggan, who was in Pennsylvania for the Times, describes how he and millions of others were left happily dumbfounded after they stood staring up at the sky wearing hokey glasses while they witnessed the moon being framed by a perfect orb as the world around them turned dark and chilly. "There wasn't anything to do but shut up and gaze," Duggan writes. And he also quotes another spectator who neatly summed up the otherworldly experience felt by many Americans yesterday. It was being part of a universe you didn't know existed.
Fiona, thank you very much.